I think I've mentioned this before, but growing up, and especially through high school, I really liked playing basketball. And once it became apparent I wasn't going to play past high school, I started getting into coaching. And being the oldest of five boys, I coached every one of my younger brothers at some point in basketball and baseball. I've coached Avery a couple years when she was younger, coached Joa several years, and even this year in baseball. And before we had kids, I actually was, it was a volunteer position, but I was the head coach of a high school boys basketball team. And I did that for 7 or 8 years. And I really enjoyed it. It was really good memories, being able to teach the game, still be around it, still have that competitive atmosphere and spirit that goes along with sports. I really enjoyed that. And it was interesting because I learned many things while coaching. But one thing that, whether you were 7 or 8 years old or 18 years old, all players have a tendency to lose their focus at times on the court, on the field, whatever sport they're in. But they tend to lose focus. You know, smaller kids, they'll lose focus because they see a friend or they decide, well, it's more fun to go play tag, you know, than to concentrate on the game. Older kids, high school boys especially, they start to lose their focus because maybe they see a friend in the stands. Maybe they kind of start thinking maybe they're better than they are, so they don't think they have to try as hard. Maybe cheerleaders distract them, whatever it might be, right? But all ages, all players, they lose their focus at times. When you watch a game, and especially if you're watching a game from a perspective of a coach, I would notice that, again, when my players would make mistakes, majority of the time it was because they lost their attention. They lost their focus in some way. They weren't concentrating as much as they should be. They weren't focused on what their responsibilities were. The majority of the time, and if you watch any sporting event, whether, again, high school or pros, that's typically when things happen, when you lose focus. And, again, it could be, you know, many things, but the majority of the time they would lose their focus because, again, of distractions, right? Crowd noise, referees. Right, referees. I remember as a player, you know, if a ref made a bad call, I would lose focus for a little while. I learned as a coach that as a coach, I could be a distraction to my team. You know, I could be the reason that they were losing focus because I was, you know, giving too many. You know, I was wasn't just letting them play. I was, you know, barking too many orders and doing different things. And so the distractions that was going on around them would lead them to lose focus and make mistakes. So just as kids playing basketball, again, lose their focus and then their performance goes down, we do the same thing in our spiritual life. When we begin to lose focus spiritually, we can make mistakes. We can do things that we normally would not do. And we can perform poorly in our spiritual game of life that we're all participating in. As a Christian, the majority of the time when we lose our focus, and we become distracted by the things that are going on in the world around us. That's the tendency that we have, is the things that are happening around us begin taking up too much of our time and our energy and our thoughts. And we know that there are many distractions in this world. There are many things in this world that can distract us from the main focus, and that is God's kingdom and the future that God has promised us in His family. So today what I want to do, let's kind of merge this with the season that we're in. You know, we're just 3 weeks away from the Spring Holy Days, less than 3 weeks from Passover. And we should hopefully all be examining ourselves right now as we prepare for the Passover. And so what I want to do today is talk about a couple of potential areas of distraction. Things that I've noticed in my life, things that I'm thinking about now in my own life. Share those with you, and you may have those in common. And if not, hopefully this message will also spur you to maybe look at some other things. But I want to talk about these two areas that many of us can be distracted in. And then finish with just talking about a few things that we can do to avoid these distractions if they are something that is happening in our life. So the first point, the first distraction that many of us have in our life is that we tend to become we tend to become overly consumed thinking about our future. And this can be depending on, you know, where we are in the stage of life. If you're a teenager, you may be very focused on your schoolwork and very focused on getting into a certain college, getting into a certain, field, a professional field. If you're middle-aged, you may be focused on your career. You may want that next promotion. You may want that next title, that next job, whatever it may be. Maybe if you're getting closer to retirement, maybe you're focused on where do we want to spend our retirement, you know, age? What part of the country? Do I have enough in my 401k? Do I have enough just to pay bills? You know, we begin to focus on these areas of our life. And they can become overly, we can be overly stressed and very much distracted by these things. You know, the average work week now in the United States is 50 to 60 hours a week. And so it's, because people are focused on, number one, that may be what the employer is asking, but very focused on their career. And so we can see that that becomes, it becomes the standard. It becomes something that we just think, well, that's normal. But again, is it a distraction in our life? Again, it's not wrong to work hard. It's not wrong to get good grades. It's not wrong to, you know, be the best. But if there's any area in our life that these things are overtaking and taking over all our time, where we don't have time to spend with God, where we don't have time for our studies and prayer, then that becomes a problem. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and Jesus talks about this on the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 6, and we will start in verse 25. Matthew 6, beginning in verse 25, Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" So Jesus, even again 2,000 years ago, people had worried about the same things. They worried about their future. You know, how am I going to, you know, pay the bills? How am I going to do all these different things? And in verse 31, let's continue, Jesus says, "Therefore don't worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, what shall we wear? You know, what kind of school am I going to go to? What kind of career am I going to have? Am I going to get that promotion? You know, am I going to get that, you know, that house on the beach, whatever it is for retirement?" He says, don't worry about these. He says, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Jesus says our main focus must be on God's kingdom. You know, all these other things are distractions. Again, they're not sins in and of themselves, but if they become a distraction where they overtake all of our time and effort, then that's a problem. And Jesus says, don't worry about these things. God knows that you need these things. God will take care of you. Focus on what's important. Focus on the kingdom. Focus on the future that really matters. And so Jesus is reminding us of that. The second point that I want to talk about today, the second areas of distraction, is that of getting caught up in all the problems of the world. Getting caught up in all the problems of the world. You know, again, it's not wrong to be aware of what's going on around us. But again, if we're overly consumed with it, if we're just stressed out, if we're bothered by it, just, you know, that's all we think about, all we consume, then again, that's a problem. And again, it's very easy in this world to be overly consumed, to be overwhelmed with everything. Because, you know, we have at our hands, anytime we have all the news in the world right here in our hand 24 hours a day. We have 24-hour news networks. We have, you know, social media and all these things. And so it's very easy to receive all this information, and it's very easy to become overwhelmed by it as well. It's easy to get caught up in the affairs of the world. It's easy to be caught up in all the wars that are going on and all the health issues and diseases and, you know, all these things that are prophesied. It's easy for us to become overwhelmed to the point that we're distracted so much with it that, again, we are losing our focus on the important things. And again, it's not wrong to be aware of what's going on, but again, are we overly consumed with it? Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. Let's go to the Olivet Prophecy, where Jesus, again, I think, talks about this. He says we're in Matthew 24, and we'll start in verse 5. verses 5 and 6. Matthew 24, starting in verse 5, where it says, "For many will come in my name, saying that I am the Christ, and will deceive many." And he's talking about the end times, possibly the time we're in now. He says, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." So Jesus says, yeah, there's going to be all these things going on in the news and in the world around us. But he says, don't become troubled by it. Know that it's going to happen. Know that it's part of God's plan. Don't allow it to cause a situation where you lose your focus on what's really important. Which he said in Matthew 6, God's kingdom, God's future for us that he has. That's what's really important. And so Jesus is reminding us to stay focused on these things. So again, these are just a couple of things, same things that I've been thinking about. There's other areas, obviously, of areas of life that we can lose our focus on. And again, in the next few weeks, hopefully, that gives us more ideas and ways for you to think about that. But just in the last couple of minutes before we close, I do want to talk about just three things that we can do if you know that you're distracted, if you know that maybe you've lost focus. What are some things that we can do to prevent that and to regain that focus? Just three simple things. The first one is very simple. The first one is stay in direct contact with God. Stay in direct contact with God. You know, when I was coaching, if I saw my players struggling, I'd call a timeout. I'd call a timeout and I'd bring them together. You know, we'd huddle up and we would talk about what was going on. You know, I'd say, okay, here's what you're doing. Remember, this is what we learned in practice. This is what you should be doing. And I would refocus them. And majority of the time, they'd come back out of that timeout and they'd start performing better. They start playing better. It's the same thing with us. We need to have that contact with God. God wants us to call time out during the day and come spend time with him in prayer and study and fasting in these different areas. We have to be close to God. We have to focus on him so that we're focused on him and what's important and not letting these distractions take away time from him. Also, the next thing we do is limit the amount of influence that the outside world has on you. You know, if you've got certain areas of your life where you know it's a distraction in your life, eliminate those things. If you know watching the news, you know, stresses you out and it gets you worked up and you're kind of all over the place, don't watch as much news. Don't turn the TV on. You know, don't go to the news site on your phone. You know, whatever it may be, right? If it's schoolwork, you know, if it's work, if you're working till 10, 11 o'clock at night, you don't have time to spend with God or your family, you know, set that alarm. You know, at whatever time, when that alarm goes off, I'm done, right? I'm not going to work anymore past that. I'm going to spend time with my family. I'm going to spend time with God. Do the things that allow you to limit the amount of distractions that you have. And then finally, when you do feel overwhelmed, when you do feel distracted, and we all do, talk to someone. Talk to someone about it. Yes, we can talk to God, but also talk to our spouse. Talk to a friend. Kids, talk to your parents. Parents, you can talk to your kids. Share with someone that, you know, you're distracted and you've lost your focus. Talk about it. Again, it's the same concept that we have whenever I was coaching, right? You know, the players, if I had a timeout, my players would come to me and they would say, you know, this is what's causing me, you know, not to perform. You know, the defense is doing something we didn't think they were going to do, or, you know, there's something else going on. Talk about it, and that always helps. It helps us regain our focus when we've been able to talk about it to someone. So again, as in closure then, you know, obviously, the world has many distractions. Satan wants us to lose focus on the important things. This time of year, you know, God, again, every 6 months, God gives us the holy days. And every 6 months, he says, it's time to refocus. It's time to get back your mindset right, concentrating on the important things of life. So as again, these next few weeks, let's just use this time to renew our spirit and to regain our focus on God's kingdom and on his way of life.